The release of a final environmental impact statement at the end of March gave the nod to a rail spur linking the Matanuska-Susitna borough's Port McKenzie to the main Alaska Railroad line near Houston. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, the ultimate decision on the best route is still a month away, although borough officials say the publication of the EIS opens the way for preliminary work to start as early as this year.
The Federal Surface Transportation Board approves all new rail line construction in the country and actually makes the decision on the rail link's destination point. Three possible corridors were considered with a dozen variations that could have put the junction anywhere from Wasilla to Willow. The recent EIS finding caps a process of studies, fieldwork, and public hearings that began in 2007. And it seems Houston, population a little over 2,000 at last count, is the best point of juncture. Houston Mayor Virgie Thompson.
It's a great opportunity for Houston to get involved with the infrastructure in the valley, and hopefully it's going to create some jobs locally, also some industry for the area.
The rail link will connect Point McKenzie to the state's main rail transportation line at an estimated cost of $218 million. It is the largest infrastructure project backed by the Matanuska-Susitna borough since the construction of the park's highway, according to Patty Sullivan, borough spokesperson.
It means 3,000 construction-related jobs. It will mean 4,000 indirect and direct jobs related to mining.
Sullivan says the preferred railroad alignment is expected to reduce the link's impact on the area it traverses.
It runs from Port McKenzie up through the agricultural district to Houston South is the alignment. And there's only one small house that could be relocated or purchased. No other homes were affected. Several wetlands had to be avoided. There's lots of mitigations along the route.
The state is supporting the rail project. There's $20 million in the capital budget for it, and the borough is asking for $35 million more from this legislature for preliminary work on the project to start next summer.
It's a statewide project. It is estimated that it'll bring $300 million a year annually in taxes, royalties, and fees to the state of Alaska. There's multiple mines in the interior that are not cost-effective to begin without a rail link. You can't get anything going unless you've got cheap transportation costs. And this link from the interior to Tidewater is a shorter link, and it's efficient.
If the final EIS is approved after a 30-day waiting period to comply with the National Environmental Policy Act, the board is expected to finalize the Houston decision. The borough will then get to work on advertising for a construction contract for the first 5 miles of rail embankment. How will all this affect the little community of Houston on the Little Susitna River? Houston was first noted on a 1917 Alaska Railroad map as Houston Siding. The town, once important as a coal transportation site, has mainly been a quiet recreational destination since the coal business dried up after World War II. Mayor Thompson says there's plenty of room there for warehouses and plenty of gravel sources available locally. She says she is hearing some grumbling from those who are not welcoming growth.
The last comprehensive plan that was put together was in 2003, and we're currently trying to work on that now. And, you know, basically, the residents helped with that plan, and they just wanted controlled future growth.
A Port McKenzie Rail Extension Project open house is set for April 7th at Evangelo's Restaurant in Wasilla, starting at 7 p.m. I'm Ellen Lockyer.